These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. The Great Courses on Tape cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled The American Civil War. The lecturer is Professor Gary Gallagher. Professor Gallagher is the John L. Now Professor in the History of the American Civil War at the University of Virginia. Before coming to UVA, Professor Gallagher was Professor of History at the Pennsylvania State University. He graduated from Adams State College of Colorado and earned both his master's degree and doctorate in history from the University of Texas at Austin. His research and teaching focus are on the era of the Civil War and Reconstruction. Recognized as one of the top historians of the Civil War, Dr. Gallagher is a prolific author. His books include The Confederate War, Lee and His Generals in War and Memory, and Stephen Dodson Ramsier, Lee's Gallant General. He has also co-authored and edited numerous works on individual battles and campaigns and published over 8 dozen articles in scholarly journals and popular historical magazines. He has received numerous awards for his research and writing, including most recently the Laney Prize for the Best Book on the Civil War, the William Woods Hassler Award for Contributions to Civil War Studies, the Lincoln Prize, and the Fletcher Pratt Award for the Best Nonfiction Book on the Civil War. Professor Gallagher was president of the Association for Preservation of Civil War Sites from 1987 through mid-1994 and has served on the board of directors of the Civil War Trust. Each of Dr. Gallagher's lectures is outlined in the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide also includes maps, a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and bibliography. You might find it useful to review the outlines before and after listening to the lectures. Lecture 13, The 7 Days Battles.
At the end of our last lecture, George B. McClellan and his Army of the Potomac stood poised in May 1862 to make a major attempt to capture Richmond. Between the end of May and mid-July, enormously important military events transpired on that front, a sequence of action that will be the topic of this lecture. We're going to examine the Battle of Seven Pines or Fair Oaks, which took place on May 31st. And June 1st, 1862, and had far-reaching consequences. We'll then look at the elevation of Robert E. Lee to command the Confederate Army defending Richmond, and then look at the Confederate offensive in the 7 Days battles in late June and early July. And we'll finish by examining the enormous short and long-range impact of the 1862 Richmond campaign on the broader framework of the war. But let's start with the Battle of Fair Oaks, or Seven Pines, at the end of May 1862. It set the stage for the 7 Days battles, the larger and more famous 7 Days battles that would come just about a month later. We talked last time about Stonewall Jackson's Shenandoah Valley campaign. While Jackson was operating in the valley in May, winning his victories at McDowell and at Front Royal and at First Winchester, there wasn't significant action on the front where the armies of McClellan and Joseph E. Johnston were arrayed outside Richmond. But Johnston had reached a point, as the end of May drew near, where he really had no more room to retreat. This was often the case during the Civil War. When one side was on the strategic defensive, they would find themselves at some point where they either had to take the offensive against their opponent or find themselves in a siege situation. Sieges, all the major sieges of the war, ended in the same way, with the surrender of a Confederate army.